Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish our time in Psalm 78, verses 51 through 72 in the CEB, CSB, the Christian Standard Bible. Sorry about that. All right, this is what it says. He struck out all the firstborn in Egypt, the first progeny of the tents of Ham. He led his people out like sheep and guided them like a flock in the wilderness. He led them safely, and they were not afraid. But the sea covered their enemies. He brought them to his holy territory, to the mountain his right hand acquired. He drove out nations before them. He apportioned their inheritance by lot and settled the tribes of Israel in their tents. But they rebelled, they rebelliously tested the Most High God, for they did not keep his decrees. They treacherously turned away like their ancestors. They became warped like a faulty bow. They enraged him with their high places and provoked his jealousy with their carved images. God heard and became furious. He completely rejected Israel. He abandoned the tabernacle at Shiloh, the tent where he resided among mankind. He gave up his strength to captivity and his splendor to the hand of a foe. He surrendered his people to the sword because he was enraged with his heritage. Fire consumed his chosen young men, and his young women had no wedding songs. His priests fell by the sword, and the widows could not lament. The Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior from the effects of wine. He beat back his foes. He gave them lasting disgrace. He rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. He chose instead the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth that he had established forever. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. He brought him from tending ewes to be shepherd over his people Jacob, over Israel, his inheritance. He shepherded them with a pure heart and guided them with his skillful hands. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this. Psalm 78 is a cautionary tale of how we should not be. And Lord, I often learn better from negative examples than I do from positive examples. And maybe it's just that we watch someone walk down a path of destruction and we think to ourselves, ooh, I don't want to go that place. And so, Lord, I pray that this would serve as a cautionary tale for us of the woes and the perils of idolatry and chasing after other things other than you, or thinking that other things will fill us rather than you. I also thank you so much for this picture of King David, who was taken from the sheep pens, and you brought him from tending little lambs to shepherd the people of Israel. And Lord, that just really encourages me, because in a moment, you can reverse everything. In a moment, you can take all that quiet toiling that we've done behind the scenes and bring it out onto a larger stage if you want to. And so, Lord, for those who are feeling like they're tending sheep right now and they are unseen and it doesn't matter and it feels like futility and just endless toil for no reason, Lord, help us to find solace in this example of David, who quietly tended sheep without any fanfare, who just did the next right thing and just kept taking steps of obedience and eventually was rewarded with this amazing position. And it just goes to show that our calling has to do with our with whatever we've been quietly obedient in. And so, Lord, help us to be quietly obedient toward you and to revel in our overlooked status and to really learn how to obey in the wilderness. Because, Lord, we want to be faithful in small things. Your word says that he who is entrusted with little things will be entrusted with big things. If you can handle those little things well, you'll be entrusted with more. And so, Lord, that's what we ask for. We ask for more. We ask that you would extend the tent pegs of our ministry, but not too fast, Lord. I remember the story of the nation of Israel as they are coming into the promised land. And you said that they had to take it little by little, because if they took too much, they would end up with this kind of broken land, and they had to instead acquire it small bit by small bit. But Lord, we are a people who's impatient, and we often want the big splash right away, but our integrity cannot handle it. Our morality cannot handle it. Our obedience cannot handle it. So we thank you again for obscurity. We thank you for these times of quiet waiting, and we thank you for loving us so much that you don't give us what we think we want. I'm grateful for that myself. Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for breath in our lungs. And for those who are grieving today, Lord, I pray that you would grieve alongside and help them to compose their own lament psalm so that they can work through their grief. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I really appreciate you. And I'm humbled that you take time every day to listen to the Word of God. And we're just going to keep going through these Psalms, and I'm finding them very encouraging. I pray that you do as well.